My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's go to David in Sunnyvale first. Hi, David. And again, the emotion you felt as Juice goes into the end zone and you know the Niners are going to come out of there 3-3. How would you describe it? 888-957-9570. Hi, David. What's up?
Hey, man. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Just want to say, I definitely felt relieved. Like, the rest of you guys, I felt relieved. I was watching this game, literally delivering packages yesterday, and I was behind because I was just so, stressed out about this football game, man. I thought it was great. Obviously, there's some things. I will say, maybe a hot take, but I think Isaac Lorenzo saved Kyle Shanahan's career for this season, because the way him just taking the downfield and then taking the slide, which people will say, oh, he didn't take the slide or he got caught up. No, he took the slide. Come on. The tape shows. But really good football game, and I need him to beat the Chiefs, man. I really do, because if not, then again it puts Kyle right back in the hot seat. But thank you guys so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
David, thank you so much.
David,
it's a great call.
For a number of different reasons.
Except for that Kyle Shanahan will not be on the hot seat at any point this year for any reason, period.
Even if they lose to Kansas City. And I do think that Isaac Garendo slid, but I don't necessarily think that he needed to slide.
Actually, he should not have slid.
Well, and the idea...
But it's hard to know that. I'll give him, especially as a rookie, that's one of those weird... I didn't even know. As he's running down the sideline, I'm like, what's the analytics play here? Is it to lay down or is it to score? As it turns out, it was to score.
Right, because they had two timeouts left, or they had all three. Because they used one right there.
Yeah.
So you're up five. So if he slides and they use a timeout, which they did, and then you run a first down play and you get stopped,
timeout,
which is what happened.
Yep.
And then second down play, you get stopped.
Timeout.
Third down play, you get stopped, no timeout.
So you lose 40 seconds off the clock, which would have got you down to about 35 seconds left
roughly
to go in the game.
Kick the field goal, you're up eight. Now you have to kick off. And now Geno Smith has no timeouts, and he needs a touchdown, but he's got the ball.
Yep, and you're only up by one score.
So the alternative is Garendo goes all the way to the house, and it turns out to be an 81-yard touchdown run and one of the greatest runs in current Niner history. And you go up by 12 points, as you eventually did. Seattle has all three timeouts and about a minute 20-ish to go, but you're up by two scores. So, the analytics, I think, are pretty clear that it's okay to score there.
Yeah, but I get why you're pausing if you're him. And he even said that he was hearing whispers from the sideline, get down.
That's good hearing.
Well, I mean,
if he's hearing that
guys are yelling at you, get down, you do hear it. I bet Dre Greenlaw heard it against the Packers in the playoffs last year. Like, dude, fall down.
And he's like, mind your business.
Yeah, exactly. I'm working here. but we're trained when you get the ball in that situation and there's three timeouts and you're up by five, but you've got the ball. I think we're trained to think, if we get a first down, we win. The problem is he got it right away on first down. And it wasn't just a first down. It was a, there's nobody in front of me first down.
76 yards.
So but I get why the thought was, if I lay down, did we win? And the answer is no. So I'm thankful that at least if you're going to slide, I still don't know if he did, partially tackled at least.
I think he slid.
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. He got clipped, yeah, but he probably could have stumbled into the end zone. But once he got clipped, he's like, let's just slide into second base. But whatever. Luckily, at least he did that all the way down inside the five. If he had crossed, for instance, if he had just gone 12 yards and been like, we win, slide, that could have been a problem. That could have literally been a game loser.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
you needed two first downs in that spot or a 76-yard run.
Well, you only need one first down if it comes on third down.
Right.
Or even second down.
Yeah. Probably third down, you're right.
Right. Once their timeouts are gone, now you're in good shape. But it happened right away, which leaves it to interpretation, I guess.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And it was great that Juszczyk got the touchdown on the fullback dive, and I hope it was a fullback dive, and I'm not going to say that on Wednesday until I'm 100% sure that it was a fullback dive.
I can't wait for you to try. It's going to be amazing.
No, because for those of you on the YouTube audience, two pages of notes.
Look at those things.
This morning I charted every play, and I did the whole thing, and I did the first quarter as I'm feeding breakfast to my two-year-old, and then I dropped her off at preschool, and I went through the rest of the game, and I feel good about where I am with the game. Until Wednesday when Greg Cosell comes on, but I guess for me it's not how I felt when Juszczyk scored. It's more how I felt when Kittle scored. When Kittle scored to put them up 29-17,
yes,
that's when I felt it wasn't really relief. It was more validation. Like, okay, they're better than Seattle. I picked the Niners for all of you. Fade the Dibber. All you fade the Dibber people, y'all can eat that.
Yep.
Because I'm back.
Exercise that demon. Thank
As I
God.
Texted the thread, I'm back. I'm him. I got no response from any of you, which I thought was a little telling.
Yes, you did. It just wasn't the response you wanted. You got a response.
From the three of you?
Yes, everybody. Oh, well, Granny
After
might
After I
not.
Said, I'm back, I'm him.
Let's see. Where I got to go.
None of you failed
I was
me.
Working. I don't
yeah.
pay attention.
Yeah, you were working. I'll give you a pass.
Shoot, where is it?
I gave you a cuckoo.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. And I gave you a three for your cuckoo.
Yeah, you said, fade, I'm back, I'm him. And I wrote, good pick, Dibs. And then Lucas said, told you I love the pick. And then I wrote, I put 50 on it. Easy money. And then you started weighing back in again.
Cash me out one time.
And then Lucas gave a cuckoo.
Yeah. And as a reward to the audience, I do have a Sunday night lock as we pick the primetime games.
We
and normally
wait.
I stay away from Sunday night because there's a Sunday Niner game. But I've got a Sunday night lock for you.
Isn't this a weird one? Who's playing Sunday night? Isn't it a weird one?
I'd have to look because
is it two good teams or is it like weird teams? I feel like I remember looking at the Sunday night game and I'm going, that's the Sunday night game? Or maybe I'm thinking of a future week. The schedule this week, Sunday night football. Oh, yeah. The New York Giants are hosting Sunday night football. What are we doing? Why do they wait till halfway through the year to do the flex scheduling? Get them out of here. What are we doing? We're waiting all...
Coming off a victory over Seattle.
I've been waiting all day for Daniel Jones? Not really.
Been waiting all day for a Danny Dimes.
No thanks.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, Kerry is embarrassed to sing about this game. Giants and Bengals?
I'll give you a Sunday night lock a little bit later in the show. The pick is in.
Losing records and Daniel Jones is... I mean, I don't know. We could have done something better than that. For God's sakes, the Lions are playing the Cowboys Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Put that game on Sunday night football.
Wait, flex that, baby.
Point of clarification, Dibs. So you talked about how you had a lock for Sunday night football, but you didn't know the game?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
That's
interesting.
That's a great question. It's a great question.
It's really not because I'm in a confidence pool and I've already made all 14 picks for the week. So I'll have to look at my spreadsheet to let you know what the cogent and coherent Dibs thought on Wednesday when the picks were in.
I think we got the Bengals minus -4.
Yeah.
And we got a home dog on
a lot
Sunday
of home dogs. Yeah. This like tomorrow is full of home dogs.
Yeah, but you know, the prime time. You're going to be 2-2 of them because Monday night is a home dog also.
Yeah.
The newly coached former Niner Jeff Ulbrich, New York Jets.
And that pick is already in.
Are hosting,
and I don't want to give that one away, but that one to me, that's an easy one.
Are hosting the Buffalo Bills. And while we bring up the Buffalo Bills, can I make an adjustment to a previous prediction? An adjustment.
Feels like you're about to back that thing up.
I am.
Okay.
Hit me with the beeps.
Beep, 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 beep.
Devontae Adams is going to be a Bill. It's going to be a Bill. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Well, you. Thank you. You already missed your over under. You said, oh, I'll tell you by next Wednesday, it's going to happen.
I didn't say it like that at all, and I was wrong.
It's better when I mock you with my mocky voice because you were wrong.
Mock Willard.
And I. Thank you. It's a 4. I said, I bet the over, and you're like, oh, this is going to happen quick.
I'm so smart. I'm running the show.
That's me doing Grandy.
That was you doing Willard.
No, whatever, you two are two peas in a pod.
You're damn right. That's why our mamas gave us the same name.
You both spell your names wrong, but...
That's wrong.
How would you spell it?
M-A-R-Q-U-E.
Okay.
Duh.
Marque.
Muck. Lumark.
Stupid.
Whatever, go to the phones, right, you won't.
Jason in Chicago, I will. Hi, Jason, what are you doing?
I am cooking dinner.
Nice, what are you making?
Pancake tacos.
Oh my God, Jason, will you stay on for the rest of the show?
That sounds pretty like
what the hell is
oddly delicious.
Yeah, what's in them?
So you take a pancake, you take everything else for breakfast. So you have pancakes, scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, and then instead of like a syrup or something, or a salsa, you use syrup.
And then you just like squeeze that pancake, squeeze that thing in your hand and just get after it?
Your pancake is your tortilla.
And then what the hell is your side dish?
Hash browns.
There is no side dish. Yeah. It's all in the pancake.
Oh, man. My God. It's all in the pancake.
Jason, you're a bachelor, aren't you?
Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead,
divorced.
Jason.
I'm divorced.
Even better.
Yeah. Perfect.
Take it from two others that can say the same thing. It's all good. Jason, fire away. Whatever you want.
All right, but... The one word from yesterday is finally. Finally, there was red zone efficiency. Finally, there was an interception by a defensive back. Finally, we had constant pressure from Bosa, who was actually going after the football while chasing after Geno Smith. Finally, there was plays on defense to close out the game. Just finally, it's over and done with, and now, you know, everybody can relax a bit until we face the Chiefs in a week. That's all.
Well,
finally, it's over.
And Jason, thank you very much. Don't you think also that this game, and I don't want to, please don't with the loser mentality thing, but this win last night takes a little bit of the heat off of playing Patrick Mahomes in 9 days. Like, that would have been terrifying if you were 2-4.
Yeah.
And I
would feel much more like a must win.
Yeah, I believe that the 49ers can beat the Chiefs. I think that's going to be a really good game. We'll see where the health stands for both teams. They've both been hit in the mouth pretty good with the injury bug so far. The Chiefs don't have wide receivers or running backs on their team. I guess Kareem Hunt counts. And I don't even know, right, who's running the ball for the 49ers. So all of that. And we got plenty of time. We got all next week to play with that. But last night takes the edge off a little bit for the Chiefs game. Because,
no doubt.
Right? And then, you know what I mean? Like, I think at minimum, to me, you got to get to the bye at 4-4. And now you can do that, in theory, without having to beat the Chiefs.
Yes, and you can think about maybe being 5-3, because if you can beat the Chiefs, sure, which is something you haven't really done in a long time, and then Dallas is a kind of a weird team up and down, and you've actually had your way with Dallas of late, so you feel like...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, that's much more of a winnable game, but what you said about who's carrying the ball becomes interesting because Jordan Mason, he was able to return from the shoulder injury. He had one carry, and then that was it.
That was
he
it.
Was back on the sideline, so it wasn't so bad that he couldn't come back out. And I think it's a sprained AC joint.
Yes.
Which I don't know if in 10 days that can be healed enough to get better. I won't refer to Twitter docs because Twitter docs have had a little bit of a rough week. But I do think that, you know, 10 days is going to help the idea of maybe him coming back.
We've got some Shanahan on the injury situation. First of all, this is the broad one on the whole team.
Injuries from the game. Malik Mustafa has a low ankle. He'll be day-to-day this week. Matt Wright had a shoulder. We're still waiting for his MRI to get back. He did dislocate it, or came out for a little bit. So we got to make sure and it went back in, but we got to find out more on it when we get the MRI. And Jordan Mason, he had a shoulder AC sprain. He'll be day to day this week also.
Kyle, is there any concern about Wright's availability for your next game?
Yes. Yeah, we're not sure. I mean, we know he'll have a chance, but we don't know for sure until we get that MRI back.
By the way, we can update that MRI is now back per Adam Schefter, and it is negative. And so right now the expectation is that Matthew Wright will be ready to kick against the Kansas City Chiefs in 9 days. Specifically to Mason, though, who he said AC joint sprain and is day-to-day, he expanded on that a little bit later.
Yeah, we take it as good news. I mean, it doesn't guarantee this week or anything. He does have AC sprain, but it was positive that it wasn't worse than that. So he'll be day-to-day this week, and hopefully he'll be good for the game, but no guarantees.
Okay, so right now, questionable, but doesn't sound like anything that's going to hold him out for a long time.
Right, and it, you know, turns out to be the ligament that is connecting the shoulder blade to the collarbone, so it's not a broken collarbone, and it's not a broken shoulder blade, so... It's an AC sprain, which, as we know, is a slight tearing of the ligaments, and he was able to come back and play one play, and he got 8 yards in the first carry, and I think by design they ran him toward the sideline just to see how he was doing, and you saw him over there like trying to windmill the thing out. Yep. And trying to warm it up, and after the third quarter he stopped doing that, realizing that he wasn't going to be able to come back. So I do think with 10 days of rest, he is a candidate to come out and play in the next game, and the fact that Matthew Wright's shoulder went out but also came back in, that tells me that whatever happened, and usually it's a little bit of a torn labrum, it wasn't so bad that the shoulder needs to be surgically repaired.
Matthew Wright.
Matthew Wright.
I don't think he did come back in. That was at the very end of the game that happened.
Right, but the shoulder went back in.
Got it.
Is my
got
point.
It, got it, got,
yeah.
It, got it, got it.
So, and I, as a guy who suffered that injury, when the shoulder goes out, a lot of times you can put it back in, which means that the tear that happened is so small that the shoulder is going to still be mostly stable, and he's a kicker. So you would think that he doesn't need his shoulder, but what are we doing with our kickers here?
Well,
Mark,
can we take a minute on this?
More than a minute. What's going on, guys?
Okay. Like, this one was not as egregious because I do think that there were not players necessarily behind Matthew Wright, but there were two players right alongside him. If you go look at the video, and that Seattle returner has absolutely zero chance of not being pushed out of bounds by the 49ers in that situation, because there are three of them there, and one of them is Matthew Wright. And Matthew decides that in this moment, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the most aggressive of the three. I'm going to take a hard angle right at the thigh of a professional football returner, and I'm going to dive into that player who is a yard removed from the sideline while two professional tacklers are standing right next to me. Guys, stop it. Stop it. You are, I can honestly say, not built for this.
Nice.
You have to stop. And I don't want the machismo answer. Oh, yeah, you're a football player. You got to go out there and do it. That's football. That's how you gather your teammates. Matthew Wright is smaller than my son. Look at that man. Do not sacrifice your body unless you are literally the last line of defense in a key situation. Stop it. You've lost a kicker in back-to-back weeks. This is just stupid.
Well, and I understand his mindset, and I don't know, I'm not going to go inside the mind of a kicker, but earlier in the half, he kicked off, and the other team returned it 97 yards for a touchdown.
That's true.
And on that play, he got juked so hard, I'm surprised he didn't tear his ACL. And there was two guys juked, and you had another guy miss a tackle, and they took one to the house on you. So in this spot where 36-24, the only thing that you can't afford to do in that spot is give up a kick return for a touchdown again.
Yes.
You got to make Seattle earn it if they're going to score again.
I get it. I just feel like a kicker should have real situational awareness of what's going on around him.
And who they are.
And if you've got defenders right next to you, go behind them. That was a very aggressive angle that he took.
Yeah.
And then he threw his body at the returner. And the second it happened, I'm like, well, that's the end of him. The guy's a wispy, wet newspaper out there compared to all the other players.
That seems mean when you say it like that.
He is. He's a wee little man. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.